To oppose your government on something doesn't feel good. And to oppose it on something where we are advocating for civil liberties, which they are supposed to protect, it is incredibly ironic.
What do you think, Alan? Civil liberties,
well,
a threat?
Civil liberties are involved, and we should all be concerned about everybody's civil liberties, not only people who have iPhones. But imagine the following situation. Let's assume that that Apple invents a new technique that nobody can open the phone, not even Apple. They prevent themselves from opening the phone, and we have a phone and it has on it the location of the nuclear bomb in New York Harbor that's going to blow up in 24 hours. Should Apple be allowed to prevent itself in an emergency from being opening up a phone? I don't think so. The ticking bomb scenario is a realistic one. It could happen in the United States, and nobody should be able to have a phone that under no circumstances, even the most extreme emergency, can't be opened. Privacy is very important. Safety is very important. Appropriate balance has to be struck. The best place to strike it is initially in the legislature and then in the Supreme Court. I think this case is a hard case that's going to make bad law.